this episode of The Commercial Break.
You are willing to be a child star unboxing these gifts. And even then, this market is saturated.
There are
adults who unbox. I saw the Boo Boo unboxing. And you would have thought it was Kylie and Casey. It was not Kylie and Casey. It's a 46-year-old woman who was unboxing 300 Labubus.
Really?
And crying when she didn't get the special, or whatever it is, the special Labubu. Chrissy, what in the world is going on? What in the world
is
going on?
It's bizarro.
It's like late-stage consumerism run amok. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love consumerism. I'm all about it. I love buying things.
Who doesn't?
When I got this sweater, it made me so happy for 1 minute until I got the... credit card bill. You know what I'm saying?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. Again, I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. In case you didn't know, we are testing out our capabilities to go live on Twitch and YouTube for now, maybe other platforms later. And I know we got at least one person watching.
We did.
Lauren?
Lauren
says hi. Hi, Lauren. How are you doing?
Yes.
So make sure you subscribe to our Twitch, TCB Podcast. Go to YouTube at The Commercial Break. You can type that in or /The Commercial Break. And you can follow us, turn on your notifications so you know when we are going live, which we intend to do at least a couple of times a week. Moving forward, we're testing it all here. You know how it goes when we test something in the studio. It all goes wrong. So this is like our second, maybe third time starting the show here on the live stream because recording is an important part of what we do. Since you can't go live on the RSS feeds.
No.
So there you go. Anyway, another person has fallen off a Carnival cruise.
What?
What?
No.
Guys, it's just like, okay, this is a great topic to talk about because I wanted to discuss this a couple weeks ago. A thorough investigation has been done into the Disney accident that happened on that boat.
Yeah.
They have come out with more information. Neither the father nor the mother are going to be charged in the incident. However, if you recall, let me take you through the timeline of what happened, in case you don't know. Back in May or June of this year, I want to say it was months ago, a little girl, 5 years old, 6 years old, I think she was, fell off a Disney cruise ship in the middle of the Caribbean. She fell off the ship, like 12 stories, 7, 9, 10, 12 stories, whatever it is. I know I guess it depends on how high the boat is sitting in the water, but it's not a small fall. It is a large fall. Stories. You're talking tens of feet, 70, 80, 90 feet off of the Lido deck, or the promenade, which is the deck that goes all the way around the boat. People walk around it.
Okay.
You can play games. You know, it's basically the balcony deck. You can go out there and chill after dinner.
Is the pool on this deck or no?
No, the pool is above the deck.
It's higher.
Yeah, it's higher. So she falls off, and in an instant, her father, who was lauded as a hero as he should be, jumped right in after her, found her, and held her above water for 20 plus minutes while Disney did what they do, which is, and they did apparently very efficiently, effectively, and with, like, they did exactly what they should have done by all accounts, including the sheriff's office who investigated
them. Sirens,
boat in the water. Yes, including the mother. The mother and a bunch of people get on a boat. They take it down to the water, which in and of itself probably takes 5-10 minutes to do.
Yeah.
And then they find the child and the father who has been now treading water with his daughter, for many minutes. 1 minute of treading water with a child in your arms. I can tell you, as a guy
it's
who has children, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're being pulled down under. So God bless that this all worked out okay. The father ended up having a broken back. The child suffered some bruises and obviously emotional distress. But they were found. They were brought back to the ship. And an investigation ensued. When this became public knowledge the very next day, many people took to all the different platforms, including an unverified source that was supposedly on the boat that said, yeah, that's because the mother had her on the railing, taking a picture. And then a couple of days later, the sheriff's office came out and said, there are a lot of stories going around on social media right now. Please don't jump to conclusions because what you're hearing probably isn't true. That's all I have to say. period into sentence.
Imagine
Guess
that.
What? It was true.
What?
After an investigation and talking to many people who were on the boat and people who saw what happened, the mother asked the young lady to sit in essentially porthole,
right.
A place where there is not glass or plexiglass on the railing.
Oh my God.
She asked her to sit there for a picture. And when she did, she fell backwards. The father, who was close, within 10 or 15 feet, saw what happened and saw or heard what happened and wasted no time, jumped in directly after her. The parents will not be charged in this incident because the sheriff's office believes they have suffered enough emotional distress and that there was no malfeasance in what happened. In other words, the lady was just dumb. I mean, just dumb as dirt. And I don't want to like knock another parent because parenting is hard in the first place. But you don't put your child on a railing on a cruise ship.
No.
There is. Do you know the chances of someone surviving that kind of accident? Do you know? I don't know what the chances are, but it can't be a lot.
That's like concrete when you hit the water.
You have to hit the water in a certain way
to
make sure that you don't break every little bone in your body. And the father suffered a broken back because he probably hit the water the wrong way. It's hard to control your body. You know, if you're jumping more than 10 feet, your body wants to go where you're, like, I don't know, wherever it wants
gravity
to go.
Gravity takes you.
Look at all those kids on TikTok and Instagram. And I say kids, you know, the teenagers and the guys in their early 20s, mainly guys, doing these incredibly insane high jumps off of all different manner of places high up in the air into water. One of these guys who is very famous for doing this broke like 36 bones in his body and he's back at it.
Of course.
But, you know, youth is for the young. And I guess if you're going to do that, then go ahead and do that. But this goes to show.
Underdeveloped brains.
Yeah. Underdeveloped brain is the woman who allowed her child to sit
like those,
on a railing.
I know. That's like those when you go to, you've heard of the zoo stuff, where people go in trying to get a picture with the animals.
Harambe.
Yeah.
Harambe is dead because, well, I don't know if did the kid get into the enclosure or did his mom put him on the railing? I don't remember, but I remember they shot Harambe. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that this mother would think this, but yet now here we have another incident out at sea of someone just being silly and being silly or on purpose, whatever.
What happened in that instance?
There's not a lot of details around it, but apparently overboard. There you go. Some people do this, by the way, not to talk about unaliving yourself, but some people do this. Like it's a plan that they have and they go and they do it and it's sad and whatever. And this is actually, there's a rash of these happening right now in Disney World too. People jumping off the Contemporary Hotel, people.
Really?
Yes. People unaliving themselves at Disney World. I guess they think it's like they want to spend the last day of their life at the happiest place on earth. But it's a problem for Disney because it's a problem for Disney because that's not, you know, no one wants to encounter
else's happiest day.
No. Yeah. I mean, imagine it's just a whole fucking sad situation. But anyway, so Carnival Cruise, you know, they are trying to whip those cruise ships into shape by putting all these new rules and all that. And, you know, you still got people out there doing the hooky dooky. Why would you sit on a balcony?
No, I don't know. And to me, like the picture that you could get, what would that? It's just going to be the water in the background. I don't know.
Can't you get that by just standing at the balcony?
Yes.
I don't know this. They didn't give the details, but when people fall overboard, I think you really have to make an effort to fall overboard on most of these cruise ships.
I've been
on a few. Mm-hmm. I think you really have to, on a Disney cruise, you have to make a concerted effort to fall overboard. There's plexiglass everywhere.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah. And they have the high railings that comes up to like your armpit on an adult, basically on your armpit. And they do have furniture out on the balconies, but I mean, it would have to be shuffled around with knowledge and with intent. The first thing you do when you're a parent and you have kids and you go on a cruise and you have a balcony is you take the fucking furniture off of the fucking balcony.
Right.
That's what you do. At least that's what I do. Cause it just, there's zero chance. Zero chance. But anyway, Chrissy and I will be doing our cruise ship tour 2026. We're going to be going on
the Jimmy Buffett.
My kids are like watching this. Here's why I don't like YouTube for kids sometimes. All of these channels that these very famous children on YouTube have, they're all based around one thing: spending money and incredible amounts of it.
The unboxing
yeah. Every toy in the world that they get for free from all the toy companies, the vacations that they get free from the, you know, resort cruise and hospitality industry. They basically get thrown all of these incredible gifts, and then they, the kids, unbox them, I'm sure, with the parents' help. Now, this is where, as a parent, you have to make some decisions in your life. It's like, yeah, I don't want my kid to be out there on YouTube 24 hours a day. I don't want to essentially be a child star with all the child star problems. But
they make a lot of money.
They got some cool vacations they go on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They make a lot of money and they get the free toys and vacations.
Should I throw away any chance my child has at a normal future for short-term vacation gain? And the answer in my head is yes, but my wife says no. So for right now, at least. I've lost the war, but I will. I mean, I've lost the battle, but I will win the war.
What about if we did an unboxing?
Yeah, I just don't think it's the same when Chrissy and Brian are unboxing.
No, it's not.
What are we going to unbox? 5-hour energy? If you want us to unbox 5-hour energy, we have a lot of 5-hour energy.
Well, I just got the holiday package.
I just got the holiday package too. I'm going to die of a caffeine overdose at some point. Listen, these kids, they're going on this vacation, like obviously given to them by Royal Caribbean, but they get the suite on the boat, the brand new suite with the slide and the water bed, the, you know, bunk beds and four rooms and TVs that slide out of here.
They get their own slide?
It's a slide in the room.
Oh, wow.
It's a slide that you take from the second story down to the first story.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a suite that even on land, you would be happy to have, right? Like if you went to an Airbnb, this would be the best Airbnb you went to. But this is on a cruise ship with 180-degree view of the ocean and the boat and high up in the air where you're overlooking the, you know, the pool deck or whatever they call it, the poop deck. I love that they call it the poop deck. So my kids are watching this. We very rarely let them watch YouTube, but I'm like, okay, go ahead. You know, if you want to watch a video, just let me see what you're watching. And it's like, you know, Kylie and Casey take vacation. And I'm like, okay, Kylie and Casey, what could that, you know, I'll watch it with them. And then all of a sudden, they're in this $50,000 a night suite on a 50-day cruise vacation getting pampered. And then JoJo's Siwa shows up in the video, like on the cruise. And I'm like, why is JoJo Siwa showing up on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship to meet these Kylie and Casey? I don't know who they are, but okay. And my kids are then begging us.
To go.
Can we please go on a Royal, can we please get that room, go on a Royal Caribbean cruise? To which I say no. To which Astrid says, yes, you keep on saving your money and then we can go on it. And so then we're trying to do the math. They're trying to do the math. And one kid's like, I got $31 bills. And I'm like, times 1,000 times every 5 hours you're on the cruise. And there you go. That's it. You can't do that.
Well, marketing, I mean, that's a good marketing trick. Get the kids on board to pester the parents.
Yes. We had nothing like this when we were children. There was no such thing as unboxing. Unboxing happened on Christmas, and it was usually a box we were unboxing. These kids on YouTube, they are unboxing box after box after box after box, thousands and thousands of toys, the best toys, and they got rooms full of toys and they live in these Candyland mansions. It's completely unrealistic. And so while it's fun fantasy, and I don't argue their ability to make a living doing it. I'm not knocking the kids. It's just it's a fantasy land that is unattainable by any stretch of the imagination, unless you are willing to be a child star unboxing these gifts. And even then, this market is saturated.
There
are adults who unbox. I saw the Boo Boo unboxing, and you would have thought it was Kylie and Casey. It was not Kylie and Casey. It was a 46-year-old woman who was unboxing 300 Labubus.
Really?
And crying when she didn't get the special, or whatever it is, the special Labubu. Chrissy, what in the world is going on? What in the world
is
going on?
It's bizarro.
It's like late stage consumerism run amok.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love consumerism. I'm all about it. I love buying things.
Who doesn't?
When I got this sweater, it made me so happy for 1 minute until I got the credit card bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But this lady was going bananas over these Labubus. First of all, Labubus 6 days ago. Don't buy Labubus now. If you think you're going to make money on Labubus, you're someone else is making money on you buying their Labubus. Labubus are no longer the thing.
And they're like the Beanie Babies.
They're already gone. They'll come back in trend and fashion at some point, but you know, a trend is only a trend is called a trend because it goes Labubu because it goes like this and like this Lapupu. What also is hot right now and what's been hot for a long time is Pokemon.
Oh God, did that ever really go away?
Here's what's happening in the Pokemon world. I think I should inform you. I think I should give you a heads up on this.
Okay.
I've been following these Pokemon card accounts on Instagram because that's really where all the drama is.
Really?
Is in the Pokemon world. You see,
with the cards.
With the cards.
Back to the cards.
Back to the cards.
Those were the original.
Those are the OG. Mm-mm. And now they're back. And, you know, they make them in limited editions and special runs and special packages. And they meaning the Pokemon community, go apeshit over Pokemons. And what is happening is there is a whole cottage industry of what they call scam artists, what I call first in line people. Who will go when the Walmart is going to put out the new Pokemons, mm-hmm. and they will buy the entire shelf of it.
Wow.
And there's 50 other people waiting behind them, and they refuse to give them anything. To me, it's kind of a dick move, but it's late-stage consumerism. There's where it is. Where in the rules does it say he can't buy all of them? He should be a good human and give some to other people, but that's not what he's going to do because he is just profiting off of these cards. And so they go in, they clean out the Walmart. Here's another one. Just had a video right here near where I live. And this was, you know, hundreds of thousands of views on this video of a security guard at a Kroger here in Atlanta standing in front of the Pokemon machine. Have you seen the Pokemon machines that sell Pokemon cards? They're these big digital machines.
Your Kroger, I need to go to this Kroger because...
It's a video. It's a casino.
The casino, and it's got
it's a casino.
People with the Pokemon box.
Everything. You can buy lotto tickets, Pokemon, and go bankrupt in the casino all in one fall swoop. And if you need a gallon of milk to bring home on the way, tell your wife you just busted $10,000 at the Kroger casino.
Yes.
This security guard stands in front of the Pokemon machine waiting for someone to transfer money into his account so that he can clean out the special edition Pokemon cards that have just been put in the machine minutes earlier. So he's got the inside track because he knows when the Pokemon cards are coming. Then he's standing there guarding the machine while other people behind him are waiting. And he's waiting for someone to transfer money into his account so he can get these Pokemon cards.
I thought you meant there was an actual security guard, like making sure that people didn't get too crazy.
No. This security guard is probably getting paid $13 an hour and says, fuck this, I can make some money on these Pokemon. I'm going to stand here and wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand here and get it. Listen, you can't argue because there's no rules. Doesn't say on the Pokemon machine, please patiently. If your money isn't transferred in your account in 2 minutes, you must leave. Like, that's not how it goes. And he's a security guard. What are you going to do? You're going to push him out of the way? Maybe. I don't know. But then you're probably going to get in trouble with the security guard. So it's just...
So he is an actual security guard.
He's a security guard at the fucking Kroger.
Doubling as also a broker.
Pokemon broker.
Okay, Pokemon.
A broker of Pokemon. Yeah, a broker of Pokemon, if you will, Chrissy.
Pokemon.
The Pokemon. It is literally kind of insane. Why? I understand these Pokemon cards can be worth hundreds of thousands and a couple of them millions of dollars.
Really?
Yes. Yes. What is the most expensive Pokemon? I think one of the boys was involved in this. The Paul brothers.
Oh, God. The Paul brothers.
Most expensive Pokemon card ever. $250,000. 30 most expensive Pokemon cards ever sold. Are you ready? Get ready for this.
Okay.
God. A Japanese promo illustrator. Holo Kororo Kororo Comics, $5.2 million.
Wow.
Jesus. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just like all of a sudden having a $5.2 million piece of property in your fucking hands because you waited at the machine as the security guard in Kroger? to cock block everybody else from getting these. People are going bananas over the collectibles right now. Collectibles are the it thing. They're in fashion.
I guess in kind of a down economy, that's what happens, right?
Lottery, mm-hmm. casinos, collectibles. They all go up in value. You want to know why? Because it's an act of desperation.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there are Pokemon collectors that are very serious. This is what they do. They love it. It's, you know, they're all about collecting the cards, and you can appreciate that. You know, I had a Dick Tracy collection.
Right.
It worked out in my favor.
It did.
Yeah. Most expensive Dick Tracy card ever sold. It says add on to value meal at McDonald's, 32 cents. You can appreciate the true Pokemon collectors. It's the guys and girls who are in there brokering, you know, getting in the middle of a transaction.
There's always going to be that.
Well, also, I think you have to be really fucking lucky to get one of those super expensive cards. But what they're doing is they're essentially creating a run on the bank.
Uh-huh.
How are they doing that? They're doing that by gobbling it all up and then reselling it on whatever, you know, sites you resell Pokemon cards on for 5 point Pokemon. The men of Pokey.
The men of Pokey.
Hey, listen.
Pokey.
I remember 1999, 2000, whatever. A girl that I lived with came home with a box of Pokemon card, like, you know, individually wrapped, you know, like a Topps baseball card box. And she was like, hey, one of my skater friends gave this to me. He like wants to take me on a date. So I think he's trying to butter me up, but I have no fuck, whatever this is. You can have it. And I opened one of those and I was like, I don't understand a word of this. I have no idea what this is.
This will never take off.
This will never be worth money. Throw that directly in the trash.
It was probably
$5.2 million Kororo promo illustrator. $5.2 million. Because that's the kind of investment vehicle Brian Green is.
Yeah.
The kind
he's
of
got a nose
right
for
off
it.
The cliff. Yes. I do have a nose for bad investments. All right. Let's take a break. And when we get back, maybe we'll talk a little Frankie B.
We should.
Yeah, we'll
Frankie B. I've been missing him.
All right, hang in there. If you're watching the live, thank you very much. If you're not watching the live, follow us at The Commercial Break on YouTube. You can go to /commercial break, or you can type in at The Commercial Break, at The Commercial Break on Instagram and Twitch, TCB Podcast. We will be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire Commercial Break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of The Commercial Break.
All right. One more thing that I want to talk about here real quick while we're on the collectible stuff. There's a new Starbucks cup.
Oh, I
Have
saw
you
this,
seen
the
this?
Barista.
Okay. I want to,
People are going crazy over
the
it.
The Barista.
People are going bonkers for these adorable teddy bear glass cups at Starbucks. The 20-ounce holiday bottles called Barista Cold Cups debuted yesterday and immediately sold out. But most customers are leaving empty-handed. This is the much sought after Barista Cold Cup. It's a bear-shaped glass mug with a green beanie and a Starbucks logo on its belly. It sells for $29.95, but if you're looking for one, be prepared to spend a lot more. On eBay, they're selling for up to $550.
Holy shit! I gotta use my connections up at the Starbucks and get me a Barista Cold Cup. What in the world? So, okay. So I'm seeing all these videos of people just going, they're like losing their Looney Tune mind over the Barista cup. They're standing in line hours before the Starbucks open in the cold and the hot and the rain and whatever. And then they're opening the doors, and most stores only have one or two of them, right? They were very limited edition. Oh. So most stores are only getting a couple of them. And then people have been taking videos of the – there was one video in particular. Now, I don't know what the rules are. Not sure how this all works.
Did you see one in the flash, in the plastic?
I'll tell you a story in just a second. I wish I did. I would have bought it, and, you know, I'd been up $300. Yeah. So there's a video going around, and people can find it on their own. There's a video going around of the store opens at 5 a.m., let's say. And at 5:01, the manager opens the cash register. She, like, you know, goes to the cash register, but she doesn't open the front door where at least 30 people are waiting. The employees of the store then walk, grab the barista, and buy them themselves.
Oh.
And you can see this because most Starbucks are just, you know, they have glass windows. I mean, it's easy to see inside of a Starbucks. You can see it, and people were freaking out because this place only had two or three of them, and they were purchased by the employees. So I'm watching all these videos of these people just losing their mind over Barista. The same thing that happened with the whatever cups back early, or those cups that everyone was so excited about.
Was it the Starbucks?
Yeah, the Starbucks. Whatever they were, you know, everybody gets excited about the cups. So this happened like 6 months ago. At the beginning of the year, they released a special cup and everyone went crazy and people were stealing them. And so the Barista cups, so I go into the Starbucks today and seeing all my peeps and I say, hey, what, you got any of these cups, these Barista cups? And the manager explains, I got reamed. First customer this morning, I got reamed out. Like someone was yelling at me across the store. And I said, for what? Because we didn't have any of the Barista cups. And I'm like, okay, you don't have any? And she's like, no, this store has not gotten any yet. And I don't know if we'll get any. They don't tell us that.
Oh, they just all of a sudden arrive.
Yeah, if it shows up, it shows up. If it, you know, it shows up in our orders, it shows up in our orders. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And she said, we don't have any. And I explained this to the customer and they went crazy, accusing us of taking them.
Oh, God.
And I was like, geez, these poor, you know.
I know.
These poor service employees.
Well, I saw Starbucks, too, is getting ready to, like, try and unionize, I think.
There's been a couple of.
Some kind of striking.
Yeah, there's been a number of stores throughout the country who have started to form a union, or trying to form a union. They're trying to get a vote to form a union. And, you know. Listen, like unions, don't like unions. At least at first, I think most of them are altruistic in their intent to protect the employees. Yeah, the employees up there were telling me that now they, like, there's certain things they can and can't wear that they used to be able to wear. There are certain things they can and can't say where they used to be able to say. It's just like the corporate model has started to stamp itself out everywhere. And listen, Starbucks has been that way for a long time. As a matter of fact, when you think of corporations here in the United States, Starbucks is probably one that
one
you think
of, the top,
that has managed to leak its way into the entirety of the world's societal woes. I mean, Starbucks is on every fucking corner everywhere throughout the globe. I can't think of a place I've traveled where there isn't a Starbucks.
True.
Aruba, there, but that's just because maybe it wasn't around me, but I'm sure it was somewhere. And I'll be damned if they didn't sell the Starbucks cold coffee in the grocery stores. So Starbucks is everywhere. All throughout Europe. All throughout Europe, they either have a Starbucks somewhere within earshot. I was driving in the fucking French countryside on my way to Barcelona, from Paris to Barcelona. It's like a 20-hour drive, and we had to take it in one shot. Me and my brother-in-law. Don't even ask why. We were driving. It was, you know, I don't know, 50 degrees in France. And then we'd drive up into the Pyrenees Mountains and it's snowing up there. And we would stop at the gas station would be like every 350 kilometers or whatever it was. They were spaced out because we really were in the French countryside, right, the middle of nowhere. You would stop. They would have a Starbucks machine that would make you whatever Starbucksicos you wanted. Do you know what I'm saying? Cold coffee, hot coffee, cappuccino, frappuccino, mocha latte, whatever it was.
I don't remember seeing them very much in Italy, but.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, The Italians, they have pride. It's not that the French don't. The French also have a great history with coffee. But the Italians,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
there's some really good fucking mm-hmm. coffee in Italy and in Spain. But that doesn't stop Starbucks from popping up at every corner. There's a Starbucks in Venice. Venice! There's a Starbucks in Venice. Think about that. A Starbucks in Venice. Well, I guess you can't win them all, Chrissy.
I wonder if they have the Bears.
What's that?
Is it international?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems like it should be or would be causing problems all over the world.
Well, I like the little beret. That seems French.
Yeah, it's a beanie. It's a beanie cap.
Beanie.
Yeah,
it's,
you twist its little
maybe
head
I could
on.
Have a beret in France.
And it's glass. It's going to break in 2 seconds. You know it is. And what are you going to do? It's a bear. What are you going to do with that bear? You're going to like it for one Christmas season, and it's going to be worth
exactly.
a dollar next year. It's going to go, I guarantee, if you go to any Goodwill next year, next February, if you go to any Goodwill, there's going to be 10 baristas there for sale. Just like the Labubus, by the way. They're starting to pop up at the Goodwills. See? When your collectible, $3 million LaFufu, shows up at your local Salvation Army, the trend is probably over. Mm. I'm just saying. But not Pokemon. No.
No, it's been consistent.
Don't let the men of Pokey. The Pokemon. All right. Listen, just for shits and giggles, Chrissy and I are going to take a look back. Those of you that are just tuning in, which I know of you. Chrissy and I have had a long-suffering love affair with a man named Frankie B. Frank Bonado. He's on YouTube. He's a pickup artist. He's a man of many different cloths.
Well, yeah. What lifestyle? Workout?
Lifestyle, fitness, fun, fashion, food, yeah. fucking. Yeah. He does it all.
Yes.
Like, the guy is into everything. But he really, really what he does is he gives terrible relationship advice for men in their, used to be 40s, now it's 50s, 60s, sometimes 70s.
Yeah.
He's for the older crowd. He likes to give you some life lessons.
Like if you've been out of the game for a while.
Been out of the game.
Jumping back in.
You want to get back in. Chrissy's got it right. Then don't turn off Frankie. Don't sleep on Frankie because Frankie is the man. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. He's been there, done that, divorced 3 times, lives in his daughter's apartment. This guy, you know, there's something about this particular pickup artist. And I think I would call him like maybe not technically a pickup artist.
He's like a...
But he's in the zone.
He's like a life coach slash pickup artist.
Yeah. Depends on which day you catch him on and what video you're watching. But I will say this. He is the most lovable, I think. He's just like the drunk uncle, you know? He means no harm. He's trying his best. So Frankie has... Sometimes he goes through a spurt where he'll create a lot of content. Sometimes he'll be creating no content whatsoever. We're on one of these dry patches.
Which is where we think that he has a girlfriend.
Yes. Anytime he's in a serious, committed relationship, it's likely that that young lady or lady is telling him, if I see another one of those fucking videos pop up, it's over between you and I.
Yeah.
And that'd be my first request, too. Honestly, same thing with the commercial break. If for some reason I found myself ever single again, which I hope never to be.
No.
I think that it would be likely that if I got into a committed relationship, the first thing would be take that fucking shit before we meet my parents. Take it all off the internet.
Yeah.
All of it. But so since we're on this dry spell, I thought, okay, it's been too long. It's been months since we've talked about Frankie. Why don't we go back way to the beginning? Because we're now 6 years into this. There's got to be, you know, there's enough time has passed. So here we go.
Is this where we originally fell in love with him,
I think our very first Frank mm-hmm. Bonado video, which we called him Bernardo forever until one of our production assistants said Bonado. Okay, whatever.
B.
Yeah, B.
This is Frankie.
That's
B.
Right. Oh, what's going on here? Why can't I hear him? Yeah. Let's see here. Do I have him on mute? Frankie.
Oh, Frankie. Where are you?
Where are you, Frankie? What's going on with Frankie? I thought we would be able to hear him. Well, that's
we were
not
able
fun.
To hear him in the test session.
Yeah, in the test session, but, you know, that's the test session, Chrissy. Why would it go right here?
No, it wouldn't.
No, of course not. Why would anything go right while we're actually doing it? Let's see here. Well, I got it set to the right Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. There we go. Okay, now let's see. It's probably going to cause some horrible feedback and crash the whole system, but that's okay. We'll try it again. Here we go. Ready?
More sneaky signs that your wife just might be cheating on your ass.
Cheating okay. on your ass.
All right, let's do it again. Ready?
So, all gentlemen, in today's video, we're going to go over 5 more sneaky signs that your wife just might be cheating on your
stinky
ass.
Your ass. The stinky signs. Hey, if she got a stinky pinky, you know what's going on.
He was playing the drums with chopsticks.
Oh my god. This is the best opening to any YouTube channel.
It really is.
It really is. It's just lovely.
What are you waiting for?
And now, we didn't know for years, we didn't know who this woman was who was in the beginning of this video. And then all of a sudden, she appeared in one of his videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, oh, okay, they claim to be just friends. But I don't know that friends do this to other friends.
Him popping up at the...
What's going on, guys? Welcome
Creed.
To the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo. This channel is geared for all guys over the age of 50 who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. You know, but if you're,
lifestyle.
If you're a gentleman in your 40s, you know, don't turn the video off, you know, because, you know, 40 years old, you think you're the men of the world and you know everything that's...
Look at Frankie reaching down to grab some demographic and pull him up.
He is.
If you're in your teens, don't turn this video off.
Don't turn it off. What was the one we were listening to or watching where he said that, like, they have watching parties or something?
Watching parties?
Guys have watching parties.
Oh, yeah. The football watching parties.
No, it was about his opportunity.
Oh, his business opportunity. Yes. That's right. They got together. They were talking about the opportunities that present themselves in the salon suite business, Chrissy. The salon suite.
Which he created.
He created.
Going on out there. And nothing could be further from the truth. So take this information, absorb it, utilize it, and put it into play. Because it just might make you a little bit more wiser when you're a guy my age.
When you're a guy my age. This is a guy. Yeah. What is that? This is a guy. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, so before we get cranking into this video, at any time you like it, anytime you like the information, anytime you think that this information is going to help you catch your cheating dog wife, then smash.
Cheating dog wife.
Anytime you like the information, you would smash the like button. Subscribe. I just see older men out there, like in their 70s or 80s, going subscribe, unsubscribe,
over and over again.
Smash that like button and don't forget to subscribe. All right, let's get cranking into this video.
Let's do it.
You guys out there saying,
kick that leg. Look at you. Make yourself comfortable. Show us the underside of your scrotum, please. Yes. That's an open scrotum if I've ever seen one, Chrissy.
You know what? My wife ain't cheating on me. Look at this. Look what's going on here. Why would she cheat on me? I don't know. Do you pay attention to her? Are you affectionate? Are you romantic? Are you giving her what she needs?
Are you aware of her first and last name?
Financially, sexually.
he's looking, he's smiling financially.
I love him sexually, financially, emotionally.
About it. Are you? What kind of shape are you in? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you making sure you're the best possible you could be for your wife?
You have a package
are
like
you
mine?
The best you can be? Do you know what you want out of you? You better get on it.
You want her to be that way, right? You want her to look good. You want her to dress nice. You want her to be sexy. You think she doesn't want the same to you? Guys, stop being complacent. All right? That's how you get yourself in trouble. Here's the facts. 53% of all wives cheat on their men.
Where did you get that?
I mean, yeah, that's okay.
All right.
53%.
I can believe it. I can believe it. I believe it.
3%. So let's talk about this. If I got you and nine of your buddies together and I interviewed all 10 of you guys and I asked you, do you think your wife is cheating on you? Well, probably I would say all 10 would say no. But guess what?
5.3 of them are.
Yes.
Where's the 0.3? Weed it out.
Five of you guys are wrong. Five of your guys. So room of 10, at least five of the wives are cheating on your husbands. Now think about that.
You know, I like that Frankie went ahead and did the illustration for us. Because percentages are hard.
Yes.
Here's a figure. 67% of all guys cheat. 53% of all women cheat. 39% of men get caught. You want to hear something alarming? 48% of all cheating wives get caught. And in this video, I'm going to show you how you catch them.
Yeah. That's what I want to know. I want to know how to get the cheating dogs.
Number one, your wife has become more judgmental towards your marriage or your relationship. The one thing to note about
I hate my relationship. Judgmental toward your relationship. What does that
toward
mean?
Your marriage and your relationship. Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah, this sucks. I hate our marriage. It's terrible. It's got such an attitude problem.
A cheating spouse. She's always going to try and rationalize her behavior. Always going to try and make
rationalize her behavior.
Marriage is far worse than what it is. You know why? Because it makes them feel like cheating wasn't an option. I had to do it. It was so bad. They're getting all
I love how this is the exact conversation that Frankie had with at least one of his ex-wives.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had to do it, Frankie. You didn't have to do it. You could have been one of the four guys in the room that didn't, 4.7 guys in the room that didn't have their wives cheating on me.
Theatrical and dramatic on the marriage. They're judgmental. Everything you do is wrong all of a sudden. Why? Why all of a sudden? You know why? Because she's trying to rationalize her thoughts. She's wrong. You know, women are a strange breed.
He's too passionate about this.
Women are a strange breed.
Women are a strange breed. And what are you, Frankie? What are you?
They can actually train themselves in their mind.
It's like a Wolverine. He's like a mix between Wolverine and that guy bartending a little bit too old.
Yes,
do you know
yes.
what I'm talking about?
Don.
Yeah, Don.
I used to work with a Don.
You used to work with a Don?
Was like that, yeah.
I know career bartenders who are very good at what they do.
Yes.
But then I know some bartenders who that's just what they happen to do.
Yeah.
Because... Hey, listen, girls keep coming. The cash is good. You know what
I'm
saying?
There's a Coke dealer at the end
of the bar.
To fabricate this marriage that just ain't working so they can justify their ass cheating. Pay attention to that.
Their ass cheating. I love when an ass is cheating, Chrissy. Nothing like a cheating ass. All right, we'll get back to it. We'll be back in 1 second.
Oh, I missed Frankie.
So did I. We should just go review. We should just make you know what we were talking about?
Yes.
Finding a niche.
Finding our thing.
Our niche should just be reviewing the 100 videos that Frankie has
yes.
over and over yes. and over again. 300 episodes yep. a season.
It'll just turn over new people.
Yeah, we'll just keep turning over new people. It's great for the advertisers. All right, we'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult now, was it? You're welcome.
All right, back live on Twitch and on YouTube. Make sure that you follow us, The Commercial Break, on YouTube. Turn on your notifications and Twitch, TCB Podcast. We're back with Frankie. We're reviewing a pretty old video. We actually did this, I think, maybe the first season.
It was definitely one of the... Yeah, we were in the other studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And the other studio means across the hall.
Yes.
In case anybody was wondering. Not like we got some major upgrade. We just took over my other kid's room.
The other bedroom.
We've been in all my kids' rooms. Here we go.
Tip number two. It's the intimacy.
Number two.
It doesn't like that.
Yeah, with the devil horns.
Yeah.
The devil horn two.
Hated. Hello. Now, this could be for a lot of reasons. You know, women are very moody, so... God.
What a strange breed.
Frankie, come on, man. You've been on this earth too long. You know, this is all misogynistic bullshit. You can't talk like this anymore. Yep. Back in your day in Chicago, 1960s, 70s, when you're a teenager, I get it. You know, just whatever.
Tail sign. You know, if your sexual life has just been fading on a regular basis, why is that all of a sudden? It's very easy, gentlemen. Open your eyes. She's getting laid from someone else.
Oh, my God.
So she's...
That's not true.
No.
Frankie, it's not true. Relationships go through seasons. Yes. They all do. It's part of what happens.
And if you've got kids, work, oh, God.
If you have kids, forget about it. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
makes
like,
it harder.
Yeah. I'm surprised people have more kids when they already have kids. It's like, when do you have time to have sex? How does that happen? When do you have time?
Story right now, and they had 11 kids.
Jeezy, Jones,
yeah,
have
story,
mercy.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like those 16 kids and counting, 16 idiots and counting. Holy potatoes. How that lady was pregnant every year for 20 years or something.
Constantly rejecting you? Open your eyes. So tip number three.
What? What is going on here? What are you doing with your Vans kicked up on the camera?
Know.
Idiot.
Constantly asking you to go take that trip. Why don't you go get away? Why don't you go visit family? How about the golf trip with the buddies? You need to go.
Why didn't you pack a bag and get an apartment and move out for 6 to 7
just
months?
Try it.
Turn off the nests and all the Ring doorbell cameras if you don't mind. I'm changing the security code. I'll be sleeping in the guest room with brand new sheets every day. Go ahead. She's telling you to go away? Yes, there might be a problem in the relationship.
Gentlemen, there's a reason why she wants you gone. So she can spend more time with the person she's cheating with.
Hi,
so she's constantly pushing for you to take a trip. There's a reason why. Tip number four.
Everything's an ulterior motive to Frankie. But this one I could see. Like, if you have a loved one and they're like, hey, what are your friends doing? Ah, they're going to Vegas and they're going to spend the week. You should go again to Vegas.
Yeah, you should.
Third weekend in a row.
See what's out there.
What is your aunt in Barcelona doing this month? You should go there.
Or, did you ever notice that the routine might be changing? Especially if you've been in a long-term marriage. Let's face it, you have a routine and your wife has a routine. If all of a sudden that routine starts changing, well, there's a reason why. Because she's making time for the person that she's cheating with. So you need to pay special attention.
So conspiratorial.
Don't,
I know. Everything's so dramatic.
Okay? Pay attention if she's doing things different. Her routine varies. She's going out more. She's dressing different. She looks different. She's coming home.
She got a new pair of socks yesterday. Look at her. Her hair's did. All of her nails are painted. These are all signs she's... Right up the divorce paperwork.
Cheating your ass.
She's cheating your ass.
A little later, she got stuck at the office where she never got stuck before. Guys, these are telltale signs. It could happen once in a while. I get that. But just pay attention to the pattern.
Just be suspicious.
Just
all
be
the time.
Highly paranoid and anxious about everything that happens in your marriage. Then you're out. Yeah. Basically, she's cheating. Don't even question anything. She's cheating.
Salt. Before we get into tip number five, let's talk about a few things. You know, most guys, when they get into their 50s, upper 50s, they get very complacent. They're not really paying attention to what's going on, the obvious signs, because you're so caught up in your own life, your routine. You always take your wife, spouse, for granted. And that's probably not a good thing to do. You know, if
there's,
you
is
choose
there water going on
to
in the
ignore,
background?
What's that?
It sounded like there was like a water going on in the background.
Yeah.
Like splashing?
Well, he is in his own med spa. Remember,
he's
in his closet spa.
That's right.
And when I say closet spa, I mean a spa that is literally the size of a closet.
I forgot.
Someone's probably getting a face cleaning or something. We give the best face cleanings. Or a fish
threading.
A fridge hook pole,
yes.
Yeah.
All the telltale signs, if you're good with that, then that's fine. But if you're not, you need to open up your eyes. You need to start paying attention to what they're doing, all right? Especially if they know you're very complacent, very lethargic, very non-caring. They're going to walk all over your ass.
You're going to walk all over your ass. If you're sitting on the couch eating Doritos and playing Fortnite, trading Pokemon, you better watch out. If you're at Starbucks looking for your barista and she's spending late nights at the office, it's bound to be trouble. I'm telling you right now.
You're like shooting fish in a barrel, okay? You're easy, all right? Start calling them out. Start asking what they're doing. If you're suspecting things, okay, guys, just open
put a tracker
your
on them.
Yeah. Hire a private investigator immediately.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're at the climax, and that is tip number 5.
Said no girl to Frankie ever. We're at the climax. You couldn't have picked any other.
I know, right?
We're at the halfway point. Here's number 6.
This is going to be the last tip in this video, but it's the most obvious tip. All right, let's talk about your wife's cell phone.
Here we go.
The old cell phone advice.
Anything different in the way that she's being guarded towards that phone? Where before, her phone was laying out on the counter. When you go out to a restaurant or a bar, that phone is laying on the bar top or the tabletop, not hiding anything, didn't care. All of a sudden, that phone is hidden. It's in her purse, and it's on silent. There's no ringing going
on. There's no ringing going on.
Ring, ding, ding.
Oh, this is so funny.
What's going on? Why is that all of a sudden?
She turned it on silent mode.
Makes sense.
It's Apple intelligence. It's not neither Apple nor intelligent.
I don't even have to tell you another word because you already get it, but we're still going to talk about it. She's doing it because she's expecting a text from her significant other. If she's got a cold.
Is there a flu season? Yes.
And that phone, a lockout code to where she never had it before. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. She's got a lockout code. She's banging the pool guy. I don't know how many times I got to say it to you. Oh, he's so
open your eyes.
Paranoid.
Call her out on that.
Well, obviously, we discussed this happened to him.
Oh, this is the story of Frankie. See, the thing about Frankie is he wears his heart on his sleeve. So anytime that Frankie tells us something about a relationship, it's because he himself has been through it. He speaks with personal knowledge. This happened to him.
Yeah.
This is too many details to know if you have never been cheated on in this manner. He's looking at things backwards. He's saying, I should have seen these signs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, again, when it comes to cheating, I don't think everything is good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah, if your wife or your husband is hiding their phone from you all of the sudden, then maybe that's an indication that something's on. Or maybe they're just planning a surprise party for you.
True.
Yeah, you never know.
Code. Well, in case I lose it, I want to make sure no one getting my information. No problem. Give me the lockout code. I want the lockout code. She won't give it to you, or she'll give it to you, and she'll change
well,
it again.
Well, that's so very suspicious,
yeah,
obviously.
Okay. If you say I need to use your phone, and she says, over my dead body, well then, yeah.
Let me do that.
Yeah, you might want to investigate a little further.
Super heavily.
But that's not what you're saying. You're saying if, like, some, you know, she starts putting her phone in her purse, maybe she just wants to put her phone in her purse.
Be guarded with that phone. If she's never on it when she's anywhere around you, think about that. It's the number one giveaway is a woman with that cell phone. So, guys, that's it, man. That's all.
She's cheating on you. Fuck it. Forget it. She's all over for you.
Actually, I do got more, but that's for another
video.
I do got five.
I love the proper English.
That your wife might be cheating on you. Again, you know, guys, when we get into our age, we get a little bit complacent. We take our wives for granted. We're not always looking at things. I think it's just time to open your eyes. A little homework assignment.
Frankie making the entire audience paranoid of him and everything that he does. This is part and parcel of a world of Frankie B. But listen.
We love it.
He's
love
a big,
world.
Lovable oaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to love the guy. Because now I've seen so many pickup artists, and so many of them are so terrible.
Yes.
They're just bad people. John Anthony Lifestyle.
Yep.
Who's the other one? Sleepy. Paulie D.
Zoltan
Coach Paulie.
Or whatever.
No, not Zoltan. Zoltan was our...
good.
Yeah. Zoltan is the comedian who we just had on. We love him. Retraction.
No, but who was the other guy? Who is Z too?
Zahn.
Zahn
Perignon. Mystery. All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crackhead pickup artist, that first one we ever did, his videos disappeared pretty quick off the internet.
Oh, yeah. The one with Brazil?
Drama. Oh, no, that's...
That's John Anthony?
That's John Anthony Lifestyle.
Yeah.
And now John Anthony Lifestyle, all he does is review other pickup artists. Which seems pretty rich, actually.
I know.
I'm thinking about it. What are you going to do? All right. Do us a favor. Follow us on... I'm just going to keep on saying it. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, The Commercial Break on YouTube, and on Twitch, TCB Podcast. Chrissy and I will now go live with some or most of our recordings, unless there's a guest involved, on these platforms. So we're testing it out today. We've had a few people in and out. Thank you very much for showing up. I know Lauren was here. I don't know anybody else because I can't read that far.
Yeah, no.
But I'll get that worked out. This is just like we're doing a test session. Just to make sure all the technology works. And it seems to be working okay.
It does.
Kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Except for the 3 or 4 times we started the show.
It didn't.
Yeah. But that's human error, not because of the technology.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you want to watch our live recordings, please do. We'd love you to get involved. Also, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all. Right at that phone number. Soon we intend to take phone calls live on air, too, while we're recording. So keep that phone number handy. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you can find all the audio, all the video, and get your free TCB sticker. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
Man, it's good to see Frankie again.
It really is.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast and streaming universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Bye.
Get out.